So, how to tell your friends and loved ones about your cuckold relationship? This supposes that you've already gotten to a place we talked about in the text portion of this blog post, where you've determined for one reason or another that it was a good idea to do so, or at least not a bad one. The first thing to do is decide which one of you is going to lead the conversation, you or your wife. The second is to arrange for your bull to be elsewhere if he lives with you. If he's the head of your household, you may not have any choice but to include him, but he may understand just the same. As for the setting, I think the best way is to invite them over for dinner and enjoy a good meal, possibly some wine if that's in keeping with the way you socialize. Good food and a bit of wine or beer or spirits loosens things up. A bit of something green can be even better if you all imbibe. Then, invite them somewhere more comfortable for dessert and coffee, like the living room. No, not the bedroom, which I know flitted through the head of some of you, as it did through mine. Let's face it, we're all pervs here. Anyway, once you settle in, ask them about their lives currently, share some laughs, and then gently broach the subject. Tell them you'd like to share something with them for whatever the chief reason is that you'd like to do so. Because there's been gossip around town, because you'd like to bring your bull to an event, or simply because you've often confided in them and are curious as to what they think. Then, tailor how much you share to your audience. If you think they'll be curious and accepting, but not really interested in oversharing, I wouldn't even use the term cuckold lifestyle at first. I'd say that the two of you have opened your relationship in a specific way. Let that sink in and then say it's only open on her side. Then you let them ask any questions they might have and answer them frankly. BS, cucky. That means if you can't satisfy her, you should mention that, and even why you aren't enough. It's good for the development of your cuckold humility. Where the conversation goes from there will be determined by their comfort level. If you have some friends who are as kinky and open-minded as the two or three of you, the questions and conversation could get pretty deep. Who knows where the evening might end? But the important thing is that you've offered full disclosure. It'll likely be a weight off of your chests and possibly even draw you closer to the ones you've trusted with the truth about your cuckold lifestyle. Hope this has helped. If you'd like to know more about my kinks and tastes, please feel free to visit my personal blog at sensual-dom.com. Goodbye now.